Here's a thought I'm using to introduce a new sublist series here in Here's a Thought, titled Photographers on Photography. And this is a new feature that I'll slip in from time to time, not on a regular basis, but rather as I am working my way through reading a book that's one of my favorite books of all time. It was published in 1966, titled Photographers on Photography, edited by Nathan Lyons. He scoured countless photography magazines and journals and essays to put together a book of essays by famous photographers and their thoughts about photography and the creative process. I first read this book in the early 1970s, and I was captivated by it. It shaped so much of my thinking about photography that's probably appeared as the content in many Here's a Thought commentaries and also my podcasts and editor's comments. So I'm going back to the source and rereading this book for the third time, and I know what's going to happen, because reading this book is going to give me lots of new ideas, lots of things to think about. I haven't read it for about 20 years, so I know I'm going to be looking at it with fresh eyes, remembering eyes. It'll make me think, and so naturally, I thought I might share selected quotes and my commentaries on them here as a sublist in Here's a Thought. Of course, I love a good quote, and this is one of those books where you probably find a good quote or two on just about every page. I wish it was more readily available. You can probably pick it up in the used market, maybe from someplace like abooks.com. But even if you can't get a hold of a copy of the book, hopefully the quotes that I present here and my commentary on them will be of interest. So that's introducing photographers on photography, and we might as well start at the beginning with the very first photographer in the book, and that's Bernice Abbott. She wrote a fascinating article called Photography at the Crossroads that was originally published in something called the Universal Photo Almanac. I'd never heard of it until this book. This article by Bernice Abbott was published in 1951, and here's the quote. Quote, many photographers spend too much time in the darkroom, with the result that creative camera work is seriously interfered with. The stale vogue of drowning in technique and ignoring content adds to the pestilence and has become, for many, part of today's general hysteria. I think she's writing a little bit hyperbolically here, but maybe that was her style, or maybe that was the style back then. Who knows? Anyway, let me continue with the quote. What, then, makes a picture a creative piece of work? We know it cannot be just technique. Is it content? And if so, what is content? These are basic questions that enlightened photographers must answer for themselves. End quote from Bernice Abbott. Like I say, I read this book for the first time in the early 1970s, and how many times in the pages of Lenswork or in my podcasts or in Here's a Thought commentaries have you heard me say that photography is about content, content, content? Clearly, I must have picked up this idea when I read this book and unknowingly had Bernice Abbott shape my thinking so dramatically, but I think she absolutely nails it. One of the lessons I learned fairly early in my photographic life is that the craft of photography can be mastered with a little diligence, a little experimenting, some good guidance, and a good teacher. Anybody can make a technically adequate, maybe even a technically excellent photograph. But that doesn't mean anything unless the photograph says something, unless it has the power to connect with another human being. Photography is all about connection, about relationships. It's not about can you get the right tones or the right colors. Obviously, we have to do that. Obviously, technique needs to be a part of our process. But as Ansel Adams said, there's nothing worse than a sharp picture of a fuzzy concept. I think he's trying to get at the same thing here. Technique alone doesn't make a great photograph. As a matter of fact, lots of great photographs are made with pretty primitive technique. Just think of all the cameras that were used by people like Alfred Stieglitz or Edward Weston. Between the cameras and the lenses that they used, they're about as primitive as you can possibly imagine. Yet they made great artwork. That ought to prove to us beyond any shadow of a doubt that art making is not about equipment, not about technique. It's about discovering something for ourselves and sharing that content with others. And I think Bernice Abbott nailed it perfectly when she said, "It is content. And if so, what is content? These are the basic questions that enlightened photographers must answer for themselves." I'd go so far as to say, as that pretty much defines my thinking about what the art life is figuring out what your content is, what you want to say, and then developing the craft that allows you to say it with power and emotion. It's a lifelong pursuit. Mastering craft is not. Particularly here in the digital age. Mastering craft is a good long weekend or two with a bunch of YouTube videos and some time on the computer. We're practically drowning in technically perfect images. But that's just the beginning. Once you have sufficient craft and sufficient technique, that's when the art life really starts. Because that's when you start understanding that art making is all about content, content, content. As Bernice Abbott reminded us in 1951 in her article, Photography at the Crossroads, published in the Universal Photo Almanac. So there you have the first quote and commentary from Nathan Lyon's great book, Photographers on Photography, and the first in this new sublist series. And here's a thought. And by the way, I'll probably be pulling quotes from other sources as well, but we're going to start in this series by delving more deeply into Photographers on Photography by Nathan Lyons. Hope you find this new series interesting. It's going to be fun for me to read this great book for a third time and see it now with the eyes of someone who's been around photography for 5 decades as compared to my first reading when I was just a young whippersnapper in the world of photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.